In Equatorial Guinea.
Yahias, it's the sixth day of competition at the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Equatorial Guinea, and two former champions are playing each other in Thursday's first match. 2012 Nations Cup champion Zambia is taking on Tunisia, the 2004 winner in Ebebeyin. Cape Verde will play the Democratic Republic of Congo in Thursday's second Group B fixture in Ebebeyin. The group was deadlocked at the start of action, with all four teams registering 1 point from draws in their opening games. In results Wednesday, Congo-Brazzaville moved to the top of Group A with a 1-0 victory over Gabon. And Burkina Faso and host Equatorial Guinea played to a scoreless draw. Both matches were played in the port city of Bata. Our African football guru, David Legg, takes a look back at the Group A encounters.
On a previous chat on your show, I was saying what a great Africa Cup of Nations we were having, and that was at the end of the first round. But sadly, the beginning of the second round, Sonny, not so great. Undoubtedly, the poorest match so far was that goalless draw between Equatorial Guinea and Burkina Faso. Now, goalless draws are not by nature drab affairs. I mean, some of them can be extremely exciting, but I'm afraid this one was not. It was really hard viewing, watching it from start to finish. Burkina Faso definitely had the better chances. They knew, Sonny, that if they were beaten, they were eliminated from the competition. And that would have been quite a come down for a side that 2 years ago went all the way to the final and gave Nigeria a real run for their money before losing 1-0. Strange enough, this is very much the same Burkina Faso side, the same faces, the same coach, Paul Putt from Belgium, but they're battling this time. And one of the reasons, which I've highlighted on the previous show, is the form of Jonathan Pitroipa. Now, he was outstanding in South Africa 2 years ago. He actually won the MVP, as they call it, the most valuable player, and that was quite an achievement. But he's just not firing on all cylinders in Equatorial Guinea in the 2-15 tournament. Again, against Equatorial Guinea, rather disappointing performance. And the real threat came from the Traore brothers, Alain, who's the older, and Bertrand. Now, Bertrand is on the books of the English giants Chelsea, but he's on loan at the moment to Vitesse Arnhem in Holland. But despite their chances, just as they did against Gabon, the Burkinabe Stallions failed to take any. And then in the second half, it was Equatorial Guinea who actually had a few good opportunities, including a great run by Javier Balbao, which ended with a shot just over the post. But if that was a boxing match, Sonny, you would have to say that Burkina Faso won it on points. But it was actually a football game. It finished 0-0, so they got 1 point each. Then on to the second game, and one expected Gabon to at least get a point, but it was not to be. The only goal of a game that was slightly better than the first, but by no means sparkling, came 3 minutes into the second half when Prince Onyango, who plays in the French League One, he pounced on a very weak-headed clearance from a corner, and his shot was well wide of the goalkeeper, Didier Ovono, and landed in the net. Thereafter, the Gabonese, who had the better of the first half, piled on the pressure, came close on a couple of occasions, but just couldn't break down a very well-organized, inspired Congolese defense. And the net result of all this, Sonny, is that Congo Brazzaville are now top of the table after two rounds. They've got 4 points. Gabon are second with 3 points. Equatorial Guinea are third with 2 points. And bottom of the table, which will probably be a surprise to many of our listeners, Burkina Faso with a solitary point. And in the final fixtures, in Bata, it's Equatorial Guinea against Gabon. And in Ebebeyin, it's going to be Congo against Burkina Faso. And what these two matches now are turning out to be, Sonny, are basically mini-finals of their own. For example, if Equatorial Guinea beat Gabon, they will qualify. If Gabon beat Equatorial Guinea, they will qualify. And a tough task ahead for Burkina Faso. They're now 3 points behind Congo. Congo know that a draw will be sufficient, whereas the Burkinabe have to win. And that's never a nice situation to go into a final match at the group phase, knowing that only a victory will do. And even more than that, Sonny, because they've got a -2 goal difference, the Burkinabe may not only have to win, but win by several goals. And that really is putting the pressure on them. But it's all to play for. It's going to be a very brave person who would predict right now who's going to qualify, who are going to be the top two that will make the quarterfinals. Although I would have to say Congo are in a nice position. It's always good to know that a draw will be sufficient from your final game to make it. And on the other hand, I think Burkina Faso have got a lot to do, needing a victory and possibly a victory by several goals. And that's not going to come easy against the Red Devils of Congo Brazzaville.
David, as we talk, 19 different players have put their names on the score sheets in Equatorial Guinea. Do you have a favorite goal or goals plural so far in the competition?
The one I liked the most, Sonny, was from Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang of Gabon. It wasn't a classic goal. I don't think it's going to win goal of the tournament. But what it showed for me was amazing composure. Basically, he had a shot at goal. It was blocked by the Burkina Faso goalkeeper. When the ball rebounded to Aubameyang, if that had been a South African, he would have just slammed the ball into row X at least, if not a Z. But what Aubameyang did is he showed amazing composure. And, you know, I was speaking to several people about this issue of the goal, Sonny, and I said that in terms of teaching youngsters, or I guess players of any age really, about composure in the penalty area and how to score a goal, to me it was Aubameyang. He got that rebound. He knew exactly what he wants to do, and he planted the ball into the net. And he's a class act, even though he didn't really figure prominently against Congo Brazzaville in their surprise defeat. So that one stood out. Another goal, Sonny, was the Cameroon equalizer, and partly because the scorer had no right to be where he was to score the goal. Here was a right back who plays for the New York Bulls by the name of Oyango. Here he was right in the middle of the penalty area. He was played a superb pass. He controlled the ball very well, took it across the Mali goalkeeper, and planted it in the net. So for a defender, I've got to salute him.
David, how about another defender from Algeria, Fawzi Ghoulam, with a real howler against South Africa?
Yes, Sonny, you know, it was sheer power that was a great goal. I'd like to have known what speed it flew past the South African goalkeeper. Yeah, that was another good goal.
How about your favorite match or matches so far, David?
This is a tough one, Sonny. There have been plenty of good ones, but Sonny, I'm going to cheat slightly and go for those Group D matches, the opening doubleheader in Malabo. Guinea 1, Ivory Coast 1, and then Cameroon 1, Mali 1. There was so much spirit in those two matches, and they were really tense affairs. Right up to the final whistle, you sensed there could have been a dramatic winner for any of the four teams. And I particularly salute Guinea. I think they're the sentimental favorites. I think they're probably the team a lot of people will back as their second team after their own particular favorites. The Ebola crisis really wreaked havoc with this team. They had a lot of difficulties. They qualified very late in the competition. And here they are in the finals up against the likes of Yaya Touré and Company Limited, the stars of Ivory Coast, and they more than held their own. So far, so good, Sonny. Apart from these latest Group A matches, which I think certainly were a bit of a disappointment, but I think we've seen 8 good matches out of 10, and that's a pretty good average.
Pretty good average indeed, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. And we'll hear more Nations Cup commentary from David during the 3-week tournament, which culminates February 8th when the final will be played in Bata.
I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
It's game on in Ebebeyin, Equatorial Guinea, where Zambia is playing Tunisia at the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. Right now, we're in the 40th minute, and there is no score between the Chipolopolo of Zambia and the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia. That game will be followed by a fixture between Cape Verde and the Democratic Republic of Congo. I encourage our VOA football fans to check out our special Equatorial Guinea 2015 Nations Cup blog. The address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, take a look at our exciting Equatorial Guinea 2015 Nations Cup blog at blogs.voanews.com/sunny. You'll see photos, videos, and stories about the African Championship Tournament. I even blogged on Faouzi Goulam, the Algerian defender who fired in that howler against South Africa. I love that. He fired in a howler. He hit the ball so hard, it howled. A howler by Faouzi Goulam. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Nations Cup excitement with howling shots. Back to Yahayis Wuhi.
Thank you, Sonny. And listen,